11 a.m. start for the Red Sox and Rays on Patriots Day in Boston, and Mookie Betts collecting his hardware from the 2016 season before the game. During the game, 2-1 Rays lead in the second, and it looked like Blake Snell was out of the frame, but no.
I wasn't there. I don't know. 2-2 the count to Hernandez. Short lead at first for Leon. Snell pitches. Slow ground ball towards short. Waiting for the short hop now is Beckham throws to second. Miller has it and drops it. My goodness. As routine as it gets, Beckham gave him a fine throw, and Miller just boxed the throw. And instead of being out of the inning, it's now first and second at the top of the order up. Wow. Talk about an unforced error.
It's not good. Again, I don't know if what happened there, if Brad put his mitt up in front of his face and just, nope. He might have just looked like he just kind of took his eye off of the baseball for a moment.
Runners lead at every base. Snell in the 2-2. Line drive up the middle. Here comes Kiermaier. Has to play it on a hot base hit. In to score Leon. Here comes Hernandez to the plate. The throw. Norris has him. And he's safe at home. He beat the tag attempt. And the Red Sox lead it 3-2.
So they've taken advantage of the extra out, as you would expect the Boston Red Sox to do. Benintendi with a shot through the middle of the field. Now, one of the disturbing things about that particular play right there is the fact that Blake Snell did not get back behind home plate and back it up. Now, fortunately, Derek Norris was able to take that one hopper, try to apply the tag, and didn't get it down. And next thing you know, the inning started to get away from him.
3-2 and two down. The runners are going again. And the pitch grounded into left field for another base hit. Pedroia to third being waved home. Here's the throw on the way by Dickerson. Norris has it. Off to the side. And Betts goes all the way to second. Benintendi to third. It's 4-2 Red Sox.
And Lomo can reach the pens. He is a big, strong human being.
All right, he has a grand slam here on Friday.
Now the 2-2. Swing, and he popped him up. Pedroia backing up as the wind pushes it out toward the right fielder, Jack Mookie Betts, and he makes the catch, and that will retire the side as he missed it. Missed his pitch, and the Rays leave him loaded, but get one. They don't give up those leads. That's about their percentage.
Nope.
Their save percentage. So you're going to have a tough time. You have to face those guys down a run or two in the eighth and ninth innings.
Two balls, two strikes. Evan awaiting. Here it comes. Strike three called, and the Rays lose the series. Evan Longoria with a word or two for Angel Hernandez. But Craig Kimbrel slams the door for the third consecutive game.
The Red Sox take 3 of 4 in the series. Benintendi had 3 hits for the second straight game and 8 hits in the series. Stephen Wright settled down to go 6 innings, allowing just 1 earned run, scattering 9 hits and striking out 4. The Rays piled up 11 hits but only managed the 3 runs. Manager Kevin Cash talked about dropping 3 of 4 in Boston.
Frustrating loss. You know, we talk about that for us to have our best chance, we got to play clean baseball. You know, you could probably go back to a couple plays on this road trip that it just didn't go our way, and then it was very tough for us to overcome. We had some opportunities late, got guys on base, had some big at-bats, just wasn't able to get that big hit, the big blow there. So as far as Blake goes, you know, still some good, still some not so good. Just the pitch count is the thing that he's got to get the ball over the plate. We talk about it all the time. And like the fact that he was able to make an adjustment and went to his off-speed pitches, and I think that allowed him to get to where he got in the game. Well, it hurts, but look, we got to overcome it. As simple as that. I mean, we're going to make errors, and that's part of it. But we have to overcome it. I mean, you don't look at it as an error made in 3 runs crossing the plate because of that. I mean, each at bat is separate in its own. And we didn't get guys out after that. Yeah, he did a nice job. I mean, he did settle down and make some big pitches and you know, really battled through to get where he got. I mean, the pitch count, roughly 100 pitches, I think, through 5 is obviously not ideal. But given how the second inning unfolded, I thought he did a nice job.
Anything different about Wright's knuckleball that was on display today?
Not that I noticed. I mean, I didn't hear any of the hitters saying anything different about it. I mean, you know, he gives up the early runs, and then he does a nice job. I mean, he made some big pitches to get out of some innings. We had guys on base and runners on, and it seemed like he quieted us pretty good once we got a guy on base.
Eric caught him, I think it was 24 pitches in that inning extra. It seemed like he did get pretty efficient after that just to get you through five.
Yeah.
You're saying Blake or Wright?
Blake. No, it seemed like Blake got efficient.
There were two errors. That's why I was asking. Yeah, he did. Like the fact that he didn't really get stubborn with anything. He knew he needed to make an adjustment and started leaning heavily on some off-speed pitches, and it allowed him to have some – keep the game within reach. And like I said, the mistakes are going to happen. I mean, today that play, I don't even really look at that as a fundamental. I'd probably pass that over as just a fluke. But we've got to play fundamentally sound baseball. Everybody in this clubhouse knows that, and we haven't been on this road trip.
Blake Snell was obviously hurt by the error in the second inning. Only one of the four runs he allowed over five frames was earned, and he talked about the tough outing.
Yep, just started a little slow and then picked it up, and yeah, happy about that. Yeah, just need to keep attacking the zone. That's what I've been telling myself. Just need to do it and continue to do it. And things you can learn, attacking the zone works, especially with the stuff that I have, and I know I'm capable of doing it every game, so I just need to start doing it. But definitely feel really confident in my ability right now. I'm definitely happy in the direction I'm going. 1-2-3, get out of the inning quick, let them hit, let them do what they do best.
I mean, obviously that ground ball gets you out of the inning, and then you walk, I think it was Pedroia. Mm-hmm. At that point, are you just trying to find a way to lock in and get out of that? I mean, it cost you like 24 pitches extra, obviously.
Yeah, I need to do a better job of when that happens. I need to get ahead and put them away quick, not walk them, hit. I think that was another hit. Walk. I need to attack the zone and be better and not let 24 pitches go to waste like that.
The Rays head home on Tuesday to host the Tigers. It's Matt Andrews getting the start against Michael Fulmer for Detroit.